Hey there, you've tuned into Thrive's Podcast, a student ministry part of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. You can check us out every Saturday night at 6, or if you missed everything I just said, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Thrive at Victory.
How you doing tonight? Woo! All right, you thriving? No, I'm just playing. I know that's corny. It's great to be with you here tonight, and I'm excited to bring God's word. Anybody here excited to hear God's word tonight? You want to receive something from the Holy Spirit tonight through the word of God? Come on, you got to come ready. You got to put your ears on, open up your heart, and ask God to help you see. Let the scales fall off your eyes and let you see what he has for you to see tonight. Hear what he has for you to hear. And my name is Seth Reichert. I'm the director of athletics at Urban Impact, and I am really honored to be with you here tonight. And I'd just like to open up our time in a word of prayer as we get started. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this night. I thank you for every student that's here. I thank you for every leader. Lord God, I thank you that we get to gather in your name, Jesus. I thank you for the power of your love. And I just pray that tonight that everybody here would experience and encounter you, God. That they would know the power of your love, Lord Jesus. Your love for us. And God, I just thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to represent you tonight. And I just pray that you forgive me of any sin, that you would fill me right now, Holy Spirit, with an anointing to be able to teach your word. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, amen, amen. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about the power of his love. Anybody excited to talk about the power of his love? If you're excited, I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to tell them God's love is powerful. Come on, you got to tell it to them like you really mean it. Like, God's love is powerful. There we go. All right, all right. We're talking about the power of his love. And here's what I want you to know about God. It says this in Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, sometimes we hear that and we take that for granted, but this is amazing. And we hear the scripture like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And we could take those scriptures for granted because maybe you've grown up in church and you've heard those scriptures a lot. But this is profound from God. This is amazing that God, in the power of his love, is so great for you that he was willing to give up his one and only son, Jesus Christ. You know, I have 7 sons and 1 little girl. And I love my kids. Pretty cute, aren't they? I love my kids, man. I just love my kids. And I mean, I love worshiping with y'all tonight. Y'all are cool. Like, this is good. I like being here. But if somebody in the room asked me to give up one of my kids' lives for you, like, I'm sorry. Peace out. Nice knowing you, right? No, I would pray and hope that God would give me the power to do that if you really needed it for your salvation or something like that. But I'm telling you, like, that decision as a father to think about giving up your child for somebody else, that's not an easy decision. But here's the amazing thing about God. God knew that you were going to cost him the life of his one and only son before he ever created you. It says in Revelation 13:8, the Lamb of God who was slain before the creation of the world. That means as God was sitting around thinking about creating you and creating the world and breathing you into existence, he had a thought. Well, if I create them, they're going to betray me. And if they betray me, I got to come up with a plan B, and it's to sacrifice my one and only son, Jesus. And so he sat there with his son and said, you know what? We're going to create these people because we love them. This is the power of my love. I'm going to create them even though their life will cost me your life. This is the power of God's love. And here's some really good news. God wants to release the power of his love through you. Anybody want to have the power of God's love unleashed through you? I mean, this is amazing truth that God wants to unleash the power of his love through you. But false identity is a blocker to true intimacy. We have to get past our false identity. Many of us walk around with false identities because people have lied to us. The devil has lied to us for sure. But things have happened to us. Circumstances around us have not been good. And so we've picked up these pieces of false identity. And it becomes a blocker to true intimacy with God. We need to have a true identity in Christ so that we can live in true intimacy
with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Did you know this? That in Christ it says we're a new creation. The old is gone, and behold, all things are made new. It talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Here's some truths I want to share with you about who you are in Christ. Check this out. Check this out. Don't miss this. In Christ, you are forgiven. You are bought at a price. You are delivered from the power of darkness. You have entrance into the new kingdom. You are a citizen of heaven. I don't know if you can hear me, but you are loved. You have peace with God. You have access to the Father. You are acceptable to God. You have a living relationship with God. You have been brought near to God. You are a gift from God the Father to Jesus Christ. You are a chosen generation, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You are a member of a holy priesthood and a royal nation. You are united to the Father. You are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. You are complete in Him. You are now possessing every spiritual blessing because now you are a child of God. Can you hear me in the room here tonight, people? You're a child of the King. You're King's kids. You're sons and daughters of the King. This is amazing. And this true identity that we can live from gives us power to live a life as sons and daughters of God. Here's what it says in John chapter 1, verse 12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to be called children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. You're children of God. This is amazing. And you know, God desires to release the power of his love through you. Here's the truth. You have been given all authority in Christ. I mean, check that out. Jesus Christ was here on the earth, and when he died and was getting ready to ascend to heaven, he said to his disciples, and if you've decided to follow Jesus and surrender your life to him, newsflash, you're a disciple. He said to his disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. This is amazing. He is taking his authority and he is deputizing you with his authority. He's giving you all of his authority. You have been given all authority in Christ. Jesus commissions us with his authority to obey everything he has commanded us. And did you know this? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8, we're also called to obey this command. Now check out, when's the last time you obeyed this command? As you go, remember Jesus says, go make disciples, right? As you go, preach the message, this message. The kingdom of the heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. You know, a couple years ago, Jesus took me on a journey to explore what it meant to operate more into the power of the Holy Spirit. And I entered into this room one day with a couple pastors, and they were trying to deliver a man who was demonized. I mean, this man had done some superhuman kind of stuff, jumping off bridges and living that he shouldn't have lived, and had all these kind of crazy things happen around his life. And this was the first time in my life when I walked into a room behind closed doors and saw a demon full-fledged manifest right in front of me. And I watched that go on, and I was just like, Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus, show me what to say, show me what to do. And the only thing that he dropped into my head was to preach the gospel. And so I saw the power of the gospel. I saw Jesus unleash his love to this man, and there were some glimpses and some moments when this man encountered the love of God, only to have the devil snatch it up and take it away. But I walked out of that feeling like a kid who just fought Floyd Mayweather. And I thought, man, I'm out of my weight class. I have no idea what to really do other than to say, help me, Jesus, help me. I have no idea really what to do in that circumstance and in that situation. So I began to seek the Lord. I began to fast and pray and increase my time in the Word and just go all in trying to understand better how to develop intimacy with God. Because here's the truth. Power comes from intimacy. If you want the power of his love for you, and through you. It's all about intimacy. It's all about your relationship with God the Father. And God was good to show me glimpses of his power as I sought him and as I developed this intimacy with him. The first experience I had with him is I believed that Jesus was the healer. I believed that Jesus could cast out demons. I believed Jesus could raise the dead. But my question was, God, I just never really seen this before in my life, real time. Like this hasn't happened in a way that it's like I could put that in the bank. I know that was real. And so I started to seek the Lord. And, you know, back a couple years ago, on December 21st, my son Jackson, who has chronic Lyme disease, was on his crutches for 6 weeks straight. And as he's on his crutches, as a father, that kind of breaks your heart when your kids are sick. And I'm sitting there and I'm praying and I'm spending time in the secret place and I'm developing this intimacy with God and I'm yearning after him. And as I'm studying the scriptures that morning, I was reading about King Jehoshaphat. And King Jehoshaphat sent out the Levites and they were about to go take on this huge, incredible army. And when he sent out the Levites to sing, there's power in singing and worshiping our God. As he sent out the Levites to sing, the army was just slayed by God. They were just taken out by God himself. And when King Jehoshaphat came up over the hill, God said to him, "The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord." And as I read that scripture, it just jumped out into my heart. And I thought to myself, yeah, this feels like a battle. This feels like a battle for my son's life, but this battle does not belong to Seth. This battle belongs to the Lord. So I began to pray over him, and I began to believe in faith, praying James that if any one of you is sick, let him come before the elders and be anointed with oil, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and they will rise up. And I'm sitting there singing, and you don't want to hear me sing, but I was sitting there singing over my son, and I'm anointing him with oil. My kids start coming down the stairs one by one, and they join me. We're praying over him, and we're anointing him with oil. We're singing, and prayer after prayer, song after song, his knee began to shrink. It was three times the size that it should be, and it began to shrink, and I could feel it shrinking under my hand. And mobility began to increase, and so faith began to rise. And so as we continued to pray, we continued to lay our hands on him and pray in faith that God is the healer and ask God and plead for his grace and his mercy to heal my son. Eventually, my son jumped up on his feet and was able to start running around the house, and all the children at 7 o'clock in the morning are running around the house praising Jesus because Jesus is a healer. Amen? Is Jesus the healer? Yeah, he is. Amen. And as I went out to share that testimony, there were other people that began to believe, oh, maybe since Jesus healed him, he can heal me. And they received a healing touch from God. There were others who thought, well, maybe if Jesus healed his body, he can heal my broken spirit, which is even a greater miracle. And people came to saving faith in Jesus because the power of his love wanted to show me as a father that I'm with you. I haven't left you. I haven't forsaken you. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. And at the same time, it's not just for me, but it's for everybody. Because our God is powerful. And the most powerful force in the world is our God's love for us. So here's the truth. You have been given power through the Holy Spirit. But you must spend time to get to know him, to access this power, to understand and experience the power of his love. You know, Jesus commissioned his disciples and he gave them all the authority in that passage to do the mission of Jesus Christ on the earth. But then he did something kind of strange, and he said in Acts chapter 1 verse 4, but do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, in Acts chapter 1 verse 4. And then in Acts 1 8 it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. See, power is an overflow of intimacy. Jesus wants to pour out his power in you and through you. And it's all about cultivating that relationship with him. It's like, imagine if Jesus was this pitcher. We have to make ourselves available for Jesus to pour himself out into our lives and keep making ourselves accessible to him Spend time in the secret place. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in fasting. And sooner or later, as we allow him to pour into us, he can't be contained anymore. There's no more room in the jar. It starts to run over. It starts to pour out. It starts to touch everybody that we meet, everywhere that we go. It's like we've been smeared in the oil of the Holy Spirit. You ever spot somebody up that's just got all greasy? They just lotion themselves up, and you spot them up, and it's like, oh, man, I just got all greasy. It's like that. It's like we get the Holy Spirit anointing on us, and we start rubbing up against people, and they're like, I don't know what that was, but that kind of feels good. That's the power of his love, people. That's Jesus Christ anointing you with the Holy Spirit to show his love in the world. That's what he wants to do with his children. It's amazing. You know, as I continued to journey, I had a couple encounters where Jesus was able to use me as a conduit of his love and to see deliverance take place in the life of young people who were tormented by demonic spirits, by nightmares, by terrors. There was one young lady who actually had two brothers. One of her brothers was a kid I mentored all throughout his childhood, who her two older brothers were murdered right in front of her house. And on top of that, she was pregnant with another guy who's in jail for homicide right now. And was deciding at that time that she was going to have an abortion. And so there's clearly this spirit of death over her home, and there's all this family and generational stuff at play, and there's all these demonic forces that want to take that baby's life, that want to steal, kill, and destroy her life away from her. But Jesus came not to steal, kill, and destroy, but to give life and to give it more abundantly. And so through the course of time, we spent time doing a Bible study together, me and a co-leader, another woman and a missionary, and myself and this girl for about a year. And we just started spending time together and talking about the Lord and his love for her. And it was amazing that through the course of that time, she actually decided that she wanted to give life to her baby. She decided that she was going to raise this child. Then the baby was born, and on top of that, as we continued to spend time in the Word of God, as we continued to spend time just pouring out the love of God in her life, she said, I want to be set free from these demonic spirits that are coming against me. But she finally realized that she would never truly be free until she surrendered her life to Jesus Christ. So that night, she decided, I'm going to commit my life to Jesus. And when she did, I'll tell you what, war waged in heaven for that girl. But Jesus came out the victor because he is alive and the power of his love is incomprehensible. The power of his love is amazing. It's real. It's alive. It is on the move, and it is on the move for you. He wants you to know how much he loves you. Do you know how much he loves you? I pray to God that you know how much he loves you. His love is great. His love is wide. His love is high. His love is deep. His love is for you, and he wants to love through you. Our God is an amazing God. So here's what I learned is authority is given through the commission, but power is given through the connection. You hear that? The authority of God is given through the commission. Go make disciples. That's the mission. But the power to fulfill that mission is given through the connection that we have as we become Holy Spirit dependent, as we become people who say, God, what do I say? Where do I go? How do I move? What do I do? And he tells us, and we're obedient. Now all of a sudden, his power is unleashed in the room, and we see great miracles of the power of his love. John 15:5 is a big passage for me in this season. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now listen, you might have been trying all your life to do something big for God in your own strength. But let me just give you some bad news before I tell you some good news. The bad news is you keep trying all you want, and you'll never have what it takes in your own strength to do for God what only God can do for you. You understand me? But when you want to surrender to the source of all power and you want to connect into the vine, now all of a sudden God will overflow through you. It's like those grapes that you see in the store. Those things are dead because they've been cut off. Yeah, you can eat a couple grapes from them. They might have caught some fruit from the mother vine, if you will, and landed in the store. But after you eat those grapes off that vine, because they've been cut off from the source, they won't reproduce again. We have to remain branches that are tapped in and connected daily, moment by moment, into the vine, Jesus Christ. Allow the gardener, God the Father, to trim off and to prune off areas of our life that need trimmed and pruned. Stay connected to the source, Jesus Christ, and then all of a sudden, fruit that will last will be produced in your life. And you will experience the power of his love for you. You will experience the power of his love through you. Intimacy results in God's revelation of the power of his love, both for you and for others. So I want to share a quick testimony. I was out the other day. I have a ministry that we go out on Sundays and just share the gospel with people in the streets, and met a man. I'll just call him Roberto. And as I met Roberto, we encountered him, and he ended up confessing that, yeah, I'm a homosexual prostitute who sells my body for drugs because I had this addiction problem. And when we met him, he was crying. I could just tell something was bothering him. He found out that he had just contracted AIDS, and so that's obviously a hindrance to his business. And so he's just like wrecked, just wrecked. And he just, the statement he made is, I have no hope. I have no hope. And I was like, well, I know the hope of glory. I know the hope against all hope. You can hold on to the hope, Jesus Christ, that he loves you, that he wants relationship with you, that everybody else might have given up on you, might have betrayed you, might have left you out. But Jesus Christ has never stopped pursuing you. He wants relationship with you. And it was amazing as we prayed with Roberto just to see him encounter and experience the power of his love. God's love is powerful. Now Roberto's been coming to church the past couple weeks, and just to see him lifting his hands in worship and crying as the music is playing, knowing that week by week he's just experiencing and he's encountering the power of his love. It's just amazing. There's nothing like it. You know, there's people in your schools and your families and your neighborhoods that need to be in this place. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news of the gospel. That's the power of his love. You know, intimacy with God intimidates the devil. He's scared of you when you love your God, because he knows he has nothing on him. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And so the devil will try to stop you. He'll try to lie to you. He'll try to give you fear that you can't do it, that you don't have what it takes. You're not morally good enough to share your faith. You don't know the answers to share about the love of Jesus. You know what you did last weekend. The devil is a liar. He's the father of all lies. He's not your father. Jesus Christ is the everlasting father who breathes life into you and says, son and daughter, you might be down in the dirt, but I want you to get up on your feet. I want to dust you off, and I want to send you out as an ambassador. I want you to represent the father's love in the world, and that's how God sees you. That's how God wants to use you in this generation. Does anybody want to be used by God like that? Does anybody really want to get up on your feet and go out of this place and go tell somebody about the love of God? I hope you do. Here's a scripture to hold on to as you go. Romans 8:15 says, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship. And by him, we cry, Abba, Father. When hardship or disappointment strikes you, you can hold on to the goodness of God. He's a good God. You can know God intimately, and you can trust God limitlessly. And as you do that, and you develop intimacy with your God, the power of his love will just overflow. That's my prayer for you tonight. If you've never experienced the power of his love, you've never received salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven whereby man must be saved. Tonight, my prayer for you is that you would really encounter the power of his love for you. He loves you so much to die for you. so that you could live. And if you've already entered that relationship with God, my prayer is that it would become like fire shut up in your bones, that you can't resist going out and telling people about the goodness of God, about the love of God, about the power of his love. You can go out and know that you are loved by God, that you are a child of God, that you've been given authority in Christ, that you have been given power through the Holy Spirit, and you have been given authority to go out with the Great Commission because you have a great connection to the power of his love. What I want to do is just open up the floor for some time of prayer. And we're going to bring up the prayer partners tonight because I believe in impartation of power. I believe that the people who are serving here week in and week out are people who are in the secret place seeking intimacy with God. And you might need somebody to just lay a hand on you and pray encouragement into your soul. You might need somebody that is walking in freedom to just declare freedom over your life. You might need somebody who's received salvation to come up and say, how do I have salvation in the name of Jesus? You might need somebody who has experienced a healing touch from God to lay their hands on you and pray in faith that God could heal you, heal your family member, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual need. So I just want to open up a little bit of time tonight for you to experience. My prayer, Holy Spirit, is that they would experience the power of your love. And so as the music plays, if you feel led at all, to come up and just receive prayer in this time. This is your time with God. You can come up and just kneel if you want to. You can come up and pray with somebody if you want to. But we just want to open up some time here for some prayer.